So when we see the various korbanos that are brought by Klal Yisrael, it's reflective of the status of the person, their financial status, other things. So for example, you could bring a bakor, you could bring a large cattle, or for example, it says, Vimenatzon korbanom mine kusovim, ominizim le'olo zohor timim ta'akivenu, or you could bring a sheep or a goat, or you could bring Vima Ofa Ola Korbanol Adonai V'Hikrimin HaTorim Omin Bnei Hayona as Korbano. Or if you're not even financially able to do that, it says V'Nefesh Kisakiv Korban Minchol Adonai Solos Yer Korbanov Yotzak L'Hashem V'Nosan L'Lavona. So you can't afford things, you could bring a meal offering. So the Torah was very sympathetic to the financial circumstances and situations of a person. And that acknowledge and realize that not all people are the same, not all sins are the same, not all types of sacrifices are the same. And so the Torah made allowances. Didn't just say everybody has to bring the exact same thing. But the Torah allowed for the different financial circumstances of Klal Yisrael to bring different korbanos. And the atonement was the same. In other words, it wasn't like, you know, only the rich person could be forgiven because he's bringing a big donation, you know, a big korban, a big animal. No, everybody had the opportunity, whatever level they were in, to achieve atonement and to bring sacrifices to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is unique among the various religions, that that only by Klal Yisrael are we able to, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognize the different levels. And this is true in Chinuch as well. Chanoch l'noah pidarko. In other words, we educate our children the level that they're at. And I think this is not only unique, but it's redemptive. In other words, that we acknowledge that everybody's unique, everybody's different, everybody has their own path to go in life, and everybody has their own way to come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the very beginning of Vayikra, before even getting into the different types of korbanos, shlamim, olos, whatever they are, it's telling that the Torah is acknowledging the uniqueness of each person, and therefore the relationships with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that each of us have has to be unique as well. And the Torah acknowledges that, recognizes it, and lays out a way for that to be fulfilled.